Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Carrying on with the kitab, Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs. We have learned all the different types of beliefs, and we have come to the major sins that we should make a great effort to stay away from that. And from this we learn how important it is to correct our beliefs and strengthen our iman. And the most important thing is to love with iman and to leave with iman. So finally, we come to the chapter prescriptions to leave this world with iman, which was taken from the kitab of our dada Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Kashkol Marifat. In brief, it is mentioned here that since iman is the most valuable thing and our passport to everlasting success, a person should continuously make an effort on iman. If a person becomes lax by leaving out the compulsory commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and indulging in sin, the luster of iman diminishes. So what's the prescription? That we remain on iman, and most important, we leave the world with iman. The first one is, recite these du'as daily. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. The meaning is, O our sustainer, do not deflect our hearts after you have guided us and grant us from your side special mercy. The mercy is that we remain steadfast on the straight path. The second dua we should be making, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum برحمتك استغيث. O true loving being, O being due to whose blessings every atom in the world is in the universe is dependent, I seek help through your mercy. That is, keep me firm on iman. The third prescription is utilizing the miswak. Ulama have written that amongst the many benefits of using the miswak is that a person will be blessed with reciting the kalima of shahadat at the time of death. The fourth prescription is daily make shukr, be grateful for iman one possesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, if you make shukr, then I will definitely increase you in my bounties. By making shukr on iman, not only will it remain, but this will be a means of its progress. The fifth prescription, right, protecting one's gazes from evil glances, we have been promised the sweetness of iman. When the sweetness of iman enters the heart, once it is not taken away. By this action, there are glad tidings of a noble death. The sixth prescription is to reply to azan and then to read the dua after azan. After completion of the azan, recite Durood Sharif and then the dua of wasila, that is the famous dua, Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. آتي سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدت. And in Musnad Imam of Bayhaqi, this portion is also mentioned, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. The reward of recitation of this dua is حَلَّدْ لَوْ شَفَاعَتِ. As mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever recites this dua, my intercession will become binding for him. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali states, in this there is an indication of glad tidings for a noble death, which means that he will leave this world with iman, since Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not intercede for disbelievers. The seventh prescription is staying in the company of the pious and loving them for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala said, they are such accepted servants that those who sit by them cannot be deprived. The eighth prescription is giving of charity, sadqa. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily charity extinguishes the anger of Allah Ta'ala and repels an evil death. The ninth prescription is to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice on those actions which will lead to his love, and to have love for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a means of acquiring the first two qualities. The following dua is mentioned in the hadith, Allahumma inni asaluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. O Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will be a means of attaining your love. between the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for those actions which will lead to His love, and entreaty is sought for the love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a means of attaining these two. In other words, love for the friends of Allah leads one to sit in their company, thus becomes a cause for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then for good action. The people of love will be saved from an evil death. What is the proof of this claim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O believers, whoever among you turns renegade, that is, turns away from the deen, aliyazu billah, amongst you, then soon Allah ta'ala will create such a nation who He will love and who will love Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mentioning of these apostates in comparison to the people of love is a clear proof that they will be saved from apostasy. Allah give us tawfiq to remain firm on iman and take us to perfect iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafahu salamun ala ibadi al-lazina as-safa amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, last night khatam of Quran Sharif was made. The final para was recited, 30th para. And the pattern here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this very, very important great event which generally mankind is unmindful. That is the day of Qiyamah and preparation for that. And that is when real results will come out, and Allah ta'ala explains the results of those who prepared and those who didn't prepare. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the first surah, Surah An-Naba. The surah of information of that great day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasa'alun anin naba'il azim, alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun. That O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar, etc., particularly, all the time asking you about that very great, magnificent event. And they all the time arguing and disputing with regard to this. Allah Ta'ala says there's no need to dispute. Kalla sayalamun. Very soon when it comes all of a sudden, they'll come to know. And they will soon come to know. In other words, don't waste time arguing when it's going to come. Make preparation for this. And what is the preparation? Gaining the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, why don't you look at the creation of Allah and gain His marifat and become obedient servants, Alam najal al-ardha mihada wal jibala utada wa khalaqnakum azwaja. Don't you see how we laid the earth for you, how we put the mountains as specs for you, how we made your spouses, how we gave you the beautiful sleep to pull out your tiredness, etc., how we gave you the night as a covering, how we gave you the day to earn your loving, etc., how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the firm heavens above you, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the beautiful lamps in the sky, that is the moon, the stars, the sun, etc., how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain for you from heavy clouds, and then Allah ta'ala takes out your vegetation. Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. That day when decisions will be made and differentiation will be made, it is stipulated on its time. The moment the trumpet will blow, then you'll see the reality. Those who did not take heed, inna jahannama kanat misada. Jahannam is waiting, and people that were transgressive, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. La yazuquna fiquna fiya barda wala sharaba. There won't be any comfort and ease. There'll be only boiling hot water, pus, etc. And Allah Ta'ala says, jaza'u wifaqa. There is no injustice by Allah. It's according to how you have loved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Those who realize and prepare for that, they gain the love of Allah, taqwa, hadaika wa anaba, beautiful gardens and all beautiful different types of orchards, of different types of fruits, la yasmauna fiha laghwa wala kizaba. There will be no listening of nonsensical talks and lies, etc. Jazam min rabbika ta'an hisaba. And all the reward that you will get, it is the recompensation of your deeds. But in reality, it's not your deeds, it is a special favor from Allah. Allah Ta'ala, where can our deeds ever earn these great rewards? It is only Allah's special mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for that day is going to be coming. Don't be like the kuffar. Yaqulu kafiru ya laytani kuntu turaba. When they shocked in front of the day of Qiyamah and they see the animals are turned to dust, They will desire, we also can turn to dust, but it will be too late. Allah Ta'ala in the next surah, Surah Naziah, reminds us, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَ وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَ. Allah has got all His malaika. Allah Ta'ala has given them duties, how to extract the souls of the pious and how to extract the souls of the wretched ones, and how they will extract it from our bosom, and how they will go up with it to the heavens. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't be like those people who dispute, that will we become back to life. This is very easy for you. Allah Ta'ala says, take the lesson from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when we send him to Firaun to give the message, izhab ila Firaun innahu tagha. This man who was transgressive, Allah gave him wealth, power, strength, etc. That Allah Ta'ala still says that maybe he will make his self, maybe he will take a reminder. But when he went to him and he showed him all his signs, فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى, again he disputed and he disbelieved, and he showed his arrogance and pride. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, he had the audacity to say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى. So much Allah gave him, and he started making saying, I am the God, I am the big Lord, claims of Godhood. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. Then we snatched him and we punished him, a lesson for the people of before and the people to come. But sadly today people go for touring to the Sphinx and they don't take lesson of Firaun. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, look at the heavens how we have created. Are you more stronger or is the heavens more stronger? So take a lesson and look at the mountains, etc., how we have prepared. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَةُ الْكُبْرَى, when that very big frightening event will be come, it will come, then you will be reminded about all your efforts that you have made, and you see the fire of Jahannam blazing. فَأَوَمَّا مَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّي, that person who worked, that he realized that I am going to stand in front of Allah, and he prepared for this day. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ الْمَعْوَى, he saved his desires and nafs from all haram pleasures and entertainment. As it is taught to us, just trample your nafs and you will be by Allah, and Allah will grant you Jannat. And don't be worried of asking when the day of Qiyamah, prepare for the day of Qiyamah, then you will realize you stayed here for a very short time. The next surah, Surah Abbas, Allah Ta'ala is reminding Nabi Kareem Sawasam, Abbas wa Tawalla. Nabi Sawasam was busy with a group of delegation of the Kufar leaders, and in great hope that you will bring Iman. A ordinary simple Sahabi, a blind Sahabi, came to Nabi Sawasam for some masala. Nabi Sawasam told him, just wait. At that occasion Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that rather you should attend to this ordinary Sahabi, because he came with great feeling and concern of his deen. These people you're talking to, you're not sure whether they will bring Iman or not. From this we realize how valuable is Iman, and every person with Iman we should give him more honor than even the greater, outwardly the greatest and the richest kafir in the world. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further reminds us that Paman Shah Zakara, whoever takes a lesson, fi sufi mukarrama, that all your deeds are written in a very honorable kitab, and very soon you will see it will be presented to you. But sadly, kutir insan ma'akfara, that how sad insan, destruction come upon you, that how you just believe in Allah, you are ungrateful from Allah. Don't you ponder and think, min ayy shayin khalaqa, from what Allah Ta'ala created you, min nutfa, from one dirty droplet of sperm, and then see how Allah Ta'ala created you, khalaqahu faqaddara, Allah created you, and how beautifully, very, very well balanced Allah Ta'ala created you. Allah made roads for you, and then Allah Subhanahu made the road easy for you to come to Allah. And remember, summa amatahu faqaddara, Allah Ta'ala is going to give you death, you'll be put in the qabr, alami barzakh, and that's not the end of the story, the real story is going to start. Summa idha shaa anshara, then Allah Ta'ala, when He desires, He's going to raise you back to life. فَلْيَنْزُلِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ مُطْعَامِ, if you think this is perfect, just look at your food, just look at your food, etc. Who sends the water down? أَنَّا سَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا, who makes who splits the seeds, etc. Who brings out all the beautiful plantations and beautiful gardens for you? فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَّةُ, are you waiting for this frightening occasion when it's going to come, the day of Qiyamah? It's such a frightening day, even the Anbiya used to shake, even Malaika shake. But insan, what is wrong with you? That day the reality will be such, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, every person will be in his own state and worry. You'll be running away from your own brother, you'll be running away from your father and your mother, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, you'll be running away from your own wife who you are so close to, all your children, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ, every person will be in his own world worried. Nobody must ask me for one good deed today. I don't know what's going to be my condition. That on that day people, their faces will be shining and bright, smiling and happy, and other people, their faces their faces will be dull who did not prepare. Allah Ta'ala now gives the events of the day of Qiyamah in the next surah, Surah Taqwil. Is ash-shamsu kuwirat wa idha an-nujum kadarat, when the sun loses its light, when all the stars lose their light, when the mountains will start being moving like fatanul, etc. Wa idha al-isharu utilat wa idha al-wuhushu usirat wa idha al-biharu sujirat, when you see the wild animals become wild and they lose their senses and they abort, and you see the mountain, you see the ocean start blazing and boiling and fire coming out from the ocean. And wa idha an-nufusu zuwijat wa idha al-mawudatu suilat, those poor babies that were buried alive and those babies that were killed in abortion, they'll be brought to life and they'll be made to ask that, for what sin did I was I killed for? Allah Ta'ala says, wa idha suhufu nushirat, your books will be spread out to you, your books of deeds. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, prepare for that day, either it is Jannat or Jahannam. How to prepare? Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Don't you see, this is the message of an honorable messenger. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought the message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a very strong and powerful message from a strong messenger of Allah. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, and don't be like the kuffar who say, Aliyazu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mad. Aliyazu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah took him to the heavens. He saw all the reality. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, when you turn around to all the fashions of this world, turn to the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a lesson for you and for the people of the whole world. But لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ مُسْتَقِيمًا يَسْتَقِيمُ, if you want to remain on the straight path, then this is the way. But only who Allah Ta'ala desires, Allah will keep on the straight path. So we should beg the mashiyat of Allah, that Allah desire hidayat for us and keep us firm. The next surah, again Allah reminds us the events of Qiyamah. This will shake any heart of any. The hardest heart also it will shake, that what a day it will be. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, when you see the sky split asunder, when you see the stars are just falling, the oceans will be boiling. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, people will be gathered, will be thrown out of their covers. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ, then you'll know what you sent forth and what you left behind in this world. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنْسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, O insan, we gave you life, we gave you all strength and honor and intelligence, but what has given you deception of your Rabb, who has been so kind, who gave you this life? Allahi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi surati ma shaa'a rakkabak, don't you ponder how Allah created you so well balanced, so beautiful, moderate, how beautiful form Allah gave you. Allah could have created you in any other form, but yet you deny. Don't you know kiraman katibin, Allah has got security guards over you. On your right and left shoulders there are two angels, kiraman katibin, they are writing down your deeds all the time. Ya lamuna ma tafalun, inna labrada lafi naim, those who took heed, the pious servants, they'll be enjoying beautiful gardens. Wa inna al-fujjara lafi jahim, while the sinners, they'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, prepare for that day, you'll know that nobody owns anything, everything will be in the hands of Allah. In the next surah, Allah reminds us, then don't get so engrossed in the dunya that you forget of the day of Qiyamah. Wailul lil mutaffifin, the curse and destruction upon the mutaffifin. Who are those people? Alladhina yaktalu an nas yasufun, when they do their trade, their business, their loving, when they take from someone, they want a full measure, but when they give, then they cheat. In our work, in everything, in our deen, we should see we don't cheat and just rush our deen, etc. Even if we are teaching deen also, we shouldn't be late for our duties, etc. This is all stealing, and Allah Ta'ala is going to take us to task. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you realize, kalla innal kitab al fujjari lafi sijjin, those who have died in the disobedience of Allah, their names will be written in sijjin, that is, they will be in the lowest part of Jahannam. Allah save us all. Allah says, what? Destruction upon those people who denied their day and they falsified it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, when we are told about the Quran Kareem, they said, this is fairy tales, these are facts, this is a fiction book, aliyazu billah. Allah Ta'ala says, because of their sins and their disbelief, kalla bal ran ala qulubi ma kanu yaksibun, their hearts have become totally rusted. Now the good looks like the bad and the bad looks like the good. The good people are like bad people, and they taunt them so much so that they even like to be like bad people. And sadly we see the condition of the ummah today. You call youngsters, etc., Maulana, Sufi sahab, they say, don't call me Sufi sahab, don't call me Maulana. But on their bags, on their cars, what they will write, the dirty dozens, the bad boys, etc. This shouldn't be the attitude. That is a sign of a rusted heart. For that a person will have to make his tazkiyah. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, one of the worst punishments, قَلَّا إِنَّهُمَا رَبِّهِمْ لَمَهْجُوبُونَ, you'll be deprived of the countenance countenance of Allah. The greatest enjoyment of Jannah, when you see Allah's beauty, you'll be deprived of death, you'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. While those who prepare the pious servants, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي إِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ The pious servants will be illiyin in the very high stages, that is close to the arch of Allah. Their names will be written there. They will be there. They'll be enjoying beautiful ni'mat of Allah. عَلَى رَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ On beautiful thrones they'll be looking at one another, their spouses. تَعْرِبُ بِي وُجُوِي نَظْرَةِ النَّعِيمِ You'll see the freshness and the beauty in their faces. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقِ مَخْتُونَ They'll be given a beautiful drink of maktoum, that is a beautiful wine, khitamu misk, which is sealed with musk. Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to buy and you want to really challenge one another, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Challenge one another in these things, in good deeds, not in business, not in cars, not in sports, etc. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then further explains that the sinners, their work is not to come onto the right path and make a mockery of the pious. You don't worry that they will come and they will be mocked. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the next surah, Surah Inshiqaq, again is a samaa unshaqqad, وَعَدِنَا لِرَبِّيَا وَوْقَدْ وَإِذَا لَدُّ مُدَّدْ They go, when the sky splits asunder and you see the earth will open up, then what will be your condition? يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِيٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي Insan, remember, you are busy on an effort going towards your Rabb. So prepare which road you are taking. Take the road that you will get your results. وَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ Whoever gets his results in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا He'll have a very easy reckoning. And حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا That اللَّهُمَّ حَاسِبْنِي حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا is like not that your books will be open, you going to the green light, Allah won't even check your kitab. So all the time we should be making dua, حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا But not just dua is enough, we have to make an effort for that. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't take heed and you just carry on your life of entertainment and enjoyment, وَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ You'll get your book of deeds behind your back, فَسَوْفَ يُدْعَى يَدُ السُّبُورَ You'll be screaming, "Hi, my destruction, you'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam." Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, prepare for that day, in the إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Whoever brought iman and did the good deeds, they'll see they'll get an unending reward. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the next surah reminds us again how to prepare for the day of Qiyamah وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ Don't you see the skies with all its beautiful constellations? What great kudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the heavens, that all the scientists, they are studying, but sadly in the beginning they thought the earth is just a flat table, and as they studied, their mind is just boggled with all the Milky Ways, etc. But if you study all that and you don't find Allah, you have lost your way. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, see how the people of Iman remain firm. Even a tyrant ruler burns a fire and throwing them into the fire, even the baby into the fire, and the baby tells the mother, "Oh mother, don't worry, you come into the fire in here, their success." So remain firm on your deen. And if you don't remain firm on your deen, Allah says you'll be tested. But summa lam yatubu, if you realize you made a mistake, make tawbah. If you don't make tawbah, you'll be heading for the fire of Jahannam. Those that remain firm and did good deeds, for them is beautiful gardens, rivers are flowing beneath them. Anyway, that is success. Inna bashar rabbika la shadeed. Otherwise remember, Allah, when Allah Ta'ala takes you to task, Allah gives you rope. But when Allah takes you to task, it is very, very, very severe. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ Only Allah knows who his arm is, and Allah will take you very severely to task. Don't you see how Allah took Firaun, Samud, all these people to task? بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنُ مَجِيد Don't you see that this kitab, which is guiding you, it's a protected kitab. There's no force in you. The next surah, Allah again reminds us of his kudrat. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ Don't you see there are huge stars in the sky? So huge that the earth will fit in there so many million times. The sun is so huge the earth will fit so many million times. فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ Insan, don't you ponder and see how Allah has created you. خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ From that water that spurts out from your body, that dirty, filthy water, Allah created you from there. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says Allah has got the power to return you also. And Allah will bring you to life on the day of Qiyamah. And remember, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ The day your secrets will open up in front of the whole world. Nobody will be there to help you. Not of your strength will able to cover your secrets in front of the court of Allah. So you carry on and remain firm. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْ. This is not a joke. This is reality. And don't worry of the kuffar. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. They will always be planning. Allah is planning for you. And Allah is giving them letter rope. You remain firm on your iman. How to remain firm and prepare for the day of Qiyamah? Allah says, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى. You keep on reading the tasbih of your name of your Rabb, who is very high and lofty. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. That Allah who created you, who made you so beautiful, who fashioned you and designed you with so much perfectness, and Allah guided you on the path. And Allah Ta'ala says, don't run after the dunya. It is just like fodder that a cow eats and it becomes into fodder. Remember that you learn Quran, we will put it into your heart and we'll make you learn Qurani Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَاتِ ذِكْرَ. Take a lesson from Quran and remind others also. A reminder is very beneficial for yourself and for everybody else. And who will take this reminder? Those who inculcate the fear of Allah. Otherwise, those who don't take heed, they'll just make a mockery and their hearts are wretched. They will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. That is a terrible place. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. There's no life, there's no death in that place. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Allah has sent us here for success. Allah says your success is in your tazkiyah. Purify your heart from all the spiritual diseases by going to the friends of Allah, the spiritual doctors, and they will teach you وَذَكَرْ أَسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. How to make the zikr of Allah. You think you're making the zikr of Allah. Go and do a course of how to take Allah's name, Allah, Allah. And then when you see your salah, you'll see reality of salah and what salah will give you. But you got preference for this world. You got no time for your spiritual reformation. Don't you know the akhirat is far better and everlasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next surah, Suratul Ghashiyah, Halataka Hadithul Ghashiyah, did that message come to you of that frightening day when you see the faces will be fear stricken, amilatun nasiba. People will come on a day of Qiyamah wiping their sweat from their forehead, but not realizing we made the effort in the wrong direction. Very, very important to see which direction we are making our efforts. Even in deen, many times we think we're doing work of deen. We're not doing according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to the tariqah of the pious servants, which are closest to the sunnah, and according to the pleasure of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that day you will come and say, oh, I wasted my effort. Hazrat Umar Rajallahu was going past one monastery and he saw the monks busy in their ibadat, and he read this ayat, amilatun nasiba. Shame upon them that they are so engrossed in ibadat but they're doing it the wrong way. So we shouldn't go into monasticism, become over pious. We should follow the company of the pious servants of Allah. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says you'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. The food there will be thorny trees, water will be boiling pus, etc. It won't make you fat, it will cause you great harm. On the other hand, there are those people, Isaiah, Ravia, who made the efforts in the right direction, they'll be happy. Beautiful, lofty gardens Allah has prepared for them. They won't hear any nonsensical talks. Beautiful rivers will be flowing. They'll be enjoying beautiful couches and they will be resting on armchairs. Beautiful carpets. Allah Ta'ala says, how to prepare also? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Don't walk like a blind man. We reveal the Quran towards the Arabs first of all. So when they are moving in the jungle on their camels, take a lesson, see how Allah created this camel. How many knees it's got. How it's keeping your water provisions for so many months. What a beautiful creation of Allah. Take a lesson and look at the creation of Allah and gain Allah's marifat. If you're tired of looking at your camel, look at the lofty skies, how Allah raised it. Look at the mountains, how Allah has made it firm. Look at the earth, how Allah has spread it. For Zakir, you take a lesson and pass this lesson and reminder to everybody else. But you are just a reminder, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and everybody else. Lest alayhim bi musayt musaytir. You're not a security guard. You can't force anybody into deen. You just pass on the message. And if they take the message, very good for them. Otherwise, we all have to return to Allah and we have to give hisab. Allah Ta'ala in the next surah reminds us that when you realize this, wal fajr, what a honorable deen we have given you. What a honorable time. The first moment of your life is the time before fajr, before sunrise. The time of fajr, the most blessed time. Allahu Akbar. When the air is also beautiful, the spiritual excitement is also beautiful. So that time you're not supposed to be sleeping. But sadly, the son and daughters of Islam want Islam to rise. But we are sleeping when the sun is rising. Allah says, وَلَيْرَادْ إِنْ أَشْرٍ. Look at all the namas we have given you. The 10 days, 10 nights of Zil Hujjah, Zil Hijjah, etc. halafi zalika qasamu lizid. Is these qasams not enough for your intelligence? Allah takes one qasam, it should shatter your brain. But so many qasams and you're not taking heed. Don't be like the previous nation. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Don't you see the ad, we made them so strong. They didn't take heed how we smashed them on the face of the earth. Look at Samud, look at Fir'aun. They thought they were very strong and powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Swammal insan. Sadly, insan's condition is, when we test him and we give him some ni'mat, he boasts and he says, my achievement. And when we test him and we take away his ni'mat, he complains, how can this be taken away from me? What sin did I do, aliyazu billah? Allah ta'ala says, don't you realize you scoffed and judged the orphans? You didn't worry of feeding the poor people. Rather, watakuluna turasa lamma. You are desiring all the inheritance and you love wealth so much. The love of dunya penetrated your heart. Don't you realize the earth Allah ta'ala was smashed to smatterings? Wajiya yawma idhin bi jahannam. Jahannam will be poured or brought in front of you. And then you will be reminded, one nala zikra. It will be too late to take a lesson. Then you will say, yakulu ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. If only I prepared and sent forward my good deeds. Allah ta'ala says, that day you will be punished very severely. But those people who realize that Allah has given me a nafs, ya ayatuan nafsul mutmainna, I have to make an effort on my passion and desires. The first stage is amara bisu. It will pull me towards haram. But when I sit in the company of the pious, my nafs will come under control to a degree. It will come lawama. It will start regretting. How are you committing this evil? Are you eating Allah's food and you disobeying Him? Now you make tawbah. Then you realize that the only goodness for me is the deen of Allah. And you'll be totally happy, itminan, and happy with the commands of Allah. And you obey every command of Allah in making tawbah. When you return and you leave this world, it will be told to you, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Oh, that soul that was at ease with the command of Allah. Irji'ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya. Now return to your Rabb with two more accolades. Radiya, marziya. Allah is pleased with you. You'll be pleased with Allah. Enter into my servants and enter into Jannah. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, when we heard that when we going to Jannah with the friends of Allah, Jannah became more enjoyable. So if we want to enter Jannah, very easy. Make connection with the friends of Allah with an open heart and make dua and say, ya Allah, we love them. In their sadqa, you also count us in and take us with them. The next surah, Surah Al-Balad, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us the greatest friend. La uqsimu bihaz al-balad. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sati that he was born, Allah made that sati honorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, laqad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad. Insan, we created you in toil. That see your spleen, how it works. So if you want your body to be healthy, you remain fresh and healthy, work all the time. You want for your spiritual condition to be healthy, then engage in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, you have to prepare for that day and make greater sabr. And then you'll be among the people who will get the book of deeds in the right hand. The next surah, again Allah reminds us how important it is to make our tazkiyah. That Allah is taking so many qasams. وَشْتَمْسِ وَدُوَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. The three pairs of qasams. And the next one, Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see the bright sun, the moon, the day, the night, the sky, the earth, one of the wama sawaha. Don't you see yourself how balanced we created you? So much so that we put desires also in your heart, but we gave you the ability of taqwa. So don't worry that you have desires to do wrong. We gave you the ability and courage. Stay away from that haram and see what you will get. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. Those people who realize that we have to make our tazkiyah, that sit in the company of the friends of Allah and then see how easy it is to stay away from haram. And you did your tazkiyah, you'll be successful. And if you don't take heed, you come now and then and you say, no, I have to enjoy my life. Allah says, وَقَدْ خَافَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. You'll suffer a great loss. Then forget getting involved in all haram and pornography, etc. Even the worst actions you will do, like Samud, كَذَّبَ Samud بِتَقْوَاهَا. The great ayat of Allah, the camel of Allah, they even slaughtered that. Allah Ta'ala says, then we showed them for damdama. We smashed them to smatterings. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah is not scared of anybody. Allah in the next surah now starts talking of the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. Look at the night and the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how we have created you. All your efforts are in different directions. Either you realize and you stand from what Allah has given you and gain taqwa, Allah will make the road of Jannah to you. But if you proud and arrogant and stingy with your wealth, Allah will make the road of Jahannam easy for you. So prepare for that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are preparing only for the love of Allah, the next surah that Allah explains the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wadduha wal layli idha saja. Oh, your bright, your beautiful countenance and your face, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the kuffar say what they want to. Ma wadaka rabbuka ma qala. We haven't forgot you. You all the time in our eyes. And akhirat is better than this world. And every next step of yours is better than the past step. So Allah Ta'ala says, we will give you so much that you will be happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that is the case, O Allah, tell my last ummati, don't enter Jannah, I won't be happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, see how we took care of you when you were orphan, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, you also take heed, O people. Don't scoff and jeer the orphans, etc. Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, what honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah gave. Alam nasrah laka sadrak. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we extended your chest. After you have to go through such difficulty that broke your back, you have to pass on the message of the oneness of Allah. How they scoffed and jeered at you. You went through all the difficulty. Warafana laka zikrat. In this world already we showed how we raised your stage. Iza zukirtu ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name will be taken. We see from east to west, north to south, birth to death. Allah's name is taken. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name is taken. Allah says in the spot, difficulty will come. But with every one difficulty, innama al-usri yusra. There are many eases. So strive towards the path of Allah in the day and encourage people. And at night, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. That was released. Stand up and make ibadat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is marghoob, enjoyable. Create connection with Allah. And how to do this? Allah says, وَتِينَ وَزَيْتُونَ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam in the fig, the olives. And Allah Ta'ala says, the Mount of Sinai, this honorable city of Makkah to Mukarrama. In other words, you want to call people towards Allah, give them da'wat also, soften their hearts and call them to Allah, and eat good and healthy food, and follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then only you will be asraful makhlukat. Otherwise we will raise you to the lowest of ebb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that why Allah send us in the world, the very few ayats Allah, first few ayats Allah reveals, ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq al-insana min alaq. Allah has sent you here to learn the name of Allah, and this is the greatest knowledge we have to learn, that is gain the marifat of Allah. Learn the knowledge of deen, and don't get caught up in secular education and forget Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you. You are not monkeys, and don't become like proud and arrogant people like Abu Jahl. Instead of taking the message, rather the one who gives you the message of truth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pass remarks at him, you threaten him. Don't worry, Allah ta'ala will send his army, the angels. They'll pull you by your foreheads and they'll throw you into the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala says, see all the ni'mat we gave you. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We gave you one night that is better than 1,000 nights. So to get to close to Allah, it is very easy. Make an effort. Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Don't be like the people when the clear proof came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them. Quran Sharif came to them. Still they did not take a lesson. What is your duty and your work? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. We have only been commanded to become the true slaves of Allah. That with total sincerity we bring deen in our lives and we worship Allah. Hunafa, the straight deen. No extravagance. Don't follow the pattern of the lifestyle of kuffar even in our deen. Don't get overtaken with the time. You remain firm on the deen that was taught to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you remain firm and you are among the pious servants, Allah Ta'ala says, جَزَاهُ مِنْ دَرَبِّ Jannat. Beautiful gardens, you will remain in there forever. And the greatest accolade, radiallahu anhum wa radwan, that Allah is happy with you. You will be happy with Allah. And then Allah says, all this you get when you inculcate the fear of Allah. Allah again reminds us, when the final hour comes, the whole earth will be shaking. What is one earthquake? You'll see the whole earth will throw out its burden, all the gold and silver, and you'll be shocked. Was I fighting with my brother for that? Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَيَّامَنْ مِذْكَارَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ. Whatever good you did, the smallest atom you see it. And whatever evil, Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, Surah Adiyat, if insan, you can't take a lesson from the animals. The horse, his master gives him food, prepare him for jihad. He knows he's going to give his life, but he's ready to give his life. Inna al-insan and Rabbi lakanud. Stand inside, you are ungrateful, but you want more and more all the time. Don't you know you'll be raised from the qabr? What is in your heart will come out. So make your heart the black, not the black box, make it a beautiful white box with our tazkiyah. The next surah again Allah reminds us, Surah Al-Qadiyah, the frightening event of the day of Qiyamah. You'll be like moths going forward, and if your scales are happy, you'll be in happiness. If your scales are heavy, the next surah Allah reminds us, don't vie with one another, al-hakumut takasud, just competing to make more and more wealth. Your mouth will only get full with the sand of the cover, and you'll be questioned over all the ni'mat. Allah reminds us in the next surah, Surah Al-Asr, by the token of time, you got very little time. It's already Asr, the sun is going to set. Get ready and prepare your life. Otherwise, you'll be in total loss. If you bring iman and do good deeds and make sabr, then you'll be on the path of hidayat. In the next surah, Allah reminds us that make your character right. Don't be like those people who will be in great destruction. Wailulli kulli humazati lumaza, carrying tails and backbiting, etc. And just gathering wealth, all this will not help you. Will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. It's like a laser that will attack your heart. Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, take a lesson from the people of the past. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka li ashabi al-fil. The ashabi al-fil, we gave them so much strength, but they did not take heed. They want to even throw over the house of Allah. How Allah's army came, small birds, and sent down small pebbles like bombs that went through their body, and Allah destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson, li ilafi Quraysh. How Allah gave ni'mat to the Quraysh. Their journeys of morning, of east and west, north and south, of the summer and evening. Allah Ta'ala says, don't just say, get involved in trade. Fal yaabudu rabba hadhal bayt. The real trade is to worship Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, don't become like the munafiqeen, that you falsify the deen of Allah. You don't worry of the poor, and you stand in namaz very lazily. Fawailul lil musallin. So don't read namaz, establish your namaz, learn namaz and see what namaz will give you, and where you get all this goodness from. The rahmatul ilalameen in the next surah, Allah says, Surah Al-Kawthar, inna atainaka al-kawthar. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we gave you abundance of good, unlimited good, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever wants good, follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then perform salah, and make qurbani, and see your name will ever remain. The name of the kuffar will be destroyed. In the next surah, Surah Kafirun, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, there is no interfaith conferences. There is no one religion, one world order. Allah Ta'ala says, "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun." Every morning in the first two rakats of sunnah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read this surah first. That, oh Allah, I just incline myself from kufr, from the ways and the lifestyles. The next surah, Surah Tul, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read Surah Ikhlas, Tawheed. That, oh Allah, your oneness should come in my heart. And Allah says, when you do this, idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath, Allah Ta'ala will send victory for you. People will come into the fold of Islam. At that time, don't think it's your effort. You make tasbih and praise Allah and seek forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says otherwise, even your closest family members, tabbat yada abi lahab yu watab, if they don't take heed, see how we destroyed Abu Lahab and his family. Allah Ta'ala comes to the end of the Quran Kareem again, and that's from the beginning. Allah started with tawheed, Allah ends with tawheed. That means we have to swim through the river of tawheed. Our tawheed in the beginning is just one ordinary kalima, one empty capsule. Fill it with the love of Allah and the marifat of Allah. Then you realize, Kul Wallahu Had, there's only nobody for me besides Allah. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever recites the three surahs, morning and evening three times, then all types of shar, evil, he'll be safe from. All jadu, etc. People did little jadu, Allah Ta'ala showed. The strength of Quran Kareem will wipe out all evil. Allah Ta'ala says, then recite these two other surahs, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Seek refuge in the greatness of Allah. That people that are jealous of you, don't worry, but seek refuge. That Allah, their jealousy saved me from that. And oh Allah, save me from the waswas of shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here that we have to traverse the journey of Qur'an Kareem through the company of the pious servants, the men of Allah, and let Tawheed penetrate our heart. And like Haji Amjadullah Rahmatullah used to say, Ya Allah, maut na aayai, jab tak raze Tawheed se aga na ho. Allah grant us this reality. Wa akhir da'wana.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأخرج الطبراني عن أم أنس رضي الله عنها أنها قالت يا رسول الله أوصني. قال أهجري المعاصي فإنها أفضل الهجرة، وحافظي على الفرائض فإنها أفضل الجهاد، وأكثري من ذكر الله فإنك لا تأتين الله بشيء أحب إليه من كثرة ذكره. انس رضی اللہ عنہ کے والدہ رضی اللہ عنہ نے عرض کیا، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، مجھے وصیت فرمائیے، ارشاد فرمایا گناہوں کو چھوڑ دو یہ سب سے افضل ہجرت ہے اور فرائض کو پابندی سے ادا کرتی رہو یہ سب سے افضل جہاد ہے اور اللہ کا ذکر کثرت سے کرتی رہو اس لیے کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے پاس اس کے ذکر کی کثرت سے زیادہ محبوب اور پسندیدہ چیز لے کر نہیں جا سکتے. ماذا وزد انس رضی اللہ عنہ once requested for some advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, abandon sin, for this is the best thing to abstain from. Remain punctual on your obligatory duties, for this is the best form of jihad. Make the dhikr of Almighty Allah in abundance, for verily you can present no action to Allah more beloved to Him than the making of His dhikr in abundance.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جنيس من ذكرني دل میں راہو جا ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بوگن درد دل ہو دن سے دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
الہی دل میں میرے رکھا سر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو خبردار تیرا عبادي عني فإني قريب. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله
ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام.